Blog Talk Radio.
I wish I had the time to tell you a story about a man called Shelly John. But I don't have that time tonight. But you gotta realize, if old John was here, after going through, he'd look back at that old mule. And said, since I can't shout in your church, since I can't dance in your church, hold my mule. I feel like shouting right now. I come to tell somebody I feel like praising, praising him. Well, well, help me out, y'all.
Praise the Lord, everybody. Praise, praise, praise ye the Lord. Amen. Hallelujah. I tell you, amen. All you got to do is begin to call on the name of Jesus, and he will show up every time. Amen. Hallelujah. Good morning. Good morning. Good morning to you all. Good morning, Mount Carmel. Good morning, friends and family. Amen. Welcome, welcome, welcome this morning. Amen. Thank you for allowing me to come into your homes this morning. Amen. Hi, yes, Holy Spirit. We are just giving God the glory this morning. Amen. Praise him while we can. Amen. Praise God, because he's the only one that can change your situation. And when you begin to call on the name of Jesus, amen, everything stops. Everything bows to the Lord Jesus Christ. Amen. Everything got to bow. Amen. Hallelujah. So we thank and praise God this morning. You are on the air with no other than the one and only, amen, Apostle Carolyn McNeil. This morning, I am so happy this morning to let you know that God loves you, and so do I. Amen. Praise God. With that being said, I'm going to pray, y'all, and I'm going to give us what God has given me on this week. Amen. That was one thing that he gave me. Praise God. As I was coming out of prayer, he gave me that song. Amen. Praise God. So we can't help but praise the Lord. Amen. For what he is doing, what he has already done, and how he is yet keeping us. Amen. Praise God. So let me pray. Let me pray. Let me pray. Huh? Come on, y'all. I want y'all to pray with me this morning. Morning, amen. Hallelujah. Father, we just thank you this morning. We thank you. We thank you. We thank you, Jesus. Yes, Holy Spirit. We give you glory, God, this morning, Lord God, because you are God all by yourself. And we thank you, Lord God, for thy people, God, this morning, Lord God. Yes, Holy Spirit. Far and near, Father God, in the name of Jesus. God, we know that distance is not a barrier, Father God. So we thank you, Father, for what you have done already. We thank you for how you are opening heaven over us right now. We thank you, Lord Jesus, for grace and mercy upon our lives. We thank you, Lord God, for your keeping power and your staying power, God, over our lives, Father God, in the name of Jesus. So, Father, I pray, God, as I decrease that the power of God may increase, God, that you, Lord God, will speak through me this morning, Lord. Speak a word to thy people, oh God. Yes, Holy Spirit. And bring forth life, God. Bring forth the anointing, Lord God, that breaks yokes, Father God, in the name of Jesus. Bring forth healing. Bring forth deliverance, God. Yes, Holy Spirit. And Lord, open up our hearts, God, that we may receive that which you have for us today. Now, God, as I decrease, that the power of God may increase, I pray for wisdom, I pray for knowledge, and I pray for the understanding that only comes from you. Bless every home that's represented here, God, today, Lord God. Let your word, yes, Holy Spirit, go throughout their homes, God, and, oh, God, bring forth a cleansing, God, bring forth your healing, bring forth your manifestation, Father, in the lives of your people, God. And we say thank you, Lord Jesus, for what you have done already. Now, God, as we
set all things aside, Lord God, to listen to you this morning. I pray that faith will rise up in the spirit of each and every one of us, God, in the mighty name of Jesus. And I thank you, Father. Thank you for what you're doing. Thank you for what you're doing, God. Thank you for the healing power, God. I hear you, Holy Ghost. Thank you, Holy Ghost, for healing today, God. And we say thank you, Lord. Thank you, Jesus. And we give you glory. These things I pray in your Son Jesus' name. Amen and amen. Amen, people of God. I'm going to go to the book of Acts this morning. Praise God. I'm going to go to Acts, the third chapter. I'm going to read that, and then I'm going to see what the Lord wants to say to us today. Hallelujah. Acts, the third chapter. Yes, Holy Spirit. Starting at the first verse. Amen. The Bible says, now Peter and John went up together to the temple at the hour of prayer, the ninth hour. And a certain man, lame from his mother's womb, was carried, whom they laid daily at the gate of the temple, which is called Beautiful, to ask alms, to ask for money from those who entered the temple, who, seeing Peter and John about to go into the temple, asked for alms. They asked for money. Then Peter said, silver and gold I do not have, but what I do have, I give to you. In the name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth, rise up and walk. Praise God. I thank God for the reading of his word this morning. And I begin to ask the Father, like, okay, God, I understand the word, and I understand what you are saying, and I know, praise God, that we're on here like every week since, praise God, the pandemic has started. But God was saying to me, praise God, that even as I spoke on time past, that faith level has to rise. The power of expectation has to rise, saith the Lord thy God. And I kept wondering, like, Lord, why you keep us giving us things of faith and just seeking your face? And, you know, a lot of times we can get a lot of words, but we have to listen to what God is saying to us. So Father says today, talk about the power of expectation. Expectation is the breeding ground for miracles. Remember how you were the night before Christmas or your birthday, and you expected and you were excited, filled with anticipation. That kind of expectation. Let us all take a trip back to our childhood for a moment. Oh, yes, Holy Ghost. Remember how we were the night before Christmas or our birthday, and you were excited, filled with anticipation, you just reached the top to the point that you couldn't hardly contain yourself. You had trouble falling asleep, and it felt like your heart was running, amen, 100 miles a second, because you wanted to know, praise God, what was in those presents. What was somebody going to bring you? You couldn't wait until you was able to open up your presence to see what you have gotten. That's expectation, says the Father. Expectation, amen, praise God, the act or state of looking forward to an event as about to happen. That which is expected or looked for, the prospect of your future, the grounds upon something excellent is expected to happen, the prospect of anything good to come. I came across this statement of an expectancy. And the thought it was great to expect us to look forward to something, regarding it as very likely to happen. It means anticipation, the occurrence or coming of something. It has to do with our attitude and all of us eagles. Come on, Holy Ghost. Us eagles know that our attitude determines our attitude. Your atmosphere is closely linked to your attitude. Your atmosphere is your mood, the influence, the environment you surround yourself in. An atmosphere without expectation will kill your dreams. Come on, Holy Ghost. I want to say that again. Yes, Holy Ghost, in the name of Jesus, your atmosphere without expectation will kill your dream. It destroys the hope that is within you. An atmosphere of expectation is conducive to the supernatural of divine intervention in your life and the affairs of your life. The awesome, awesome, awesome power of expectation. Have you heard the saying, expectation is the breeding ground for your miracle? If you want something to happen in your life, you must expect to actually happen. Sadly, 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 many, many, many people today go to church. We're in church right now, right? I'm on the radio, but we're in church, y'all. We're in church. Come on, help me, Holy Ghost. We're in church, and hallelujah, failing to become as little children. They just go to church to go to church. They have come and have no sense of expectation. There is no desire to see God manifest himself, so they can walk out of church, and exactly as they came in, there was no expectation. I don't want to go to church. I don't want to come on the line if I don't have expectation. There is no words, amen, that glory to God, glory to God, that I'm speaking right now, praise God, that I'm taking it in, praise God, and I'm listening to the Father, and I'm going to have expectation. We can go to church, praise God, but we can come, amen, for no reason, because we go in the same way we came out. Come on, Holy Ghost. Are you getting something, amen, that God is speaking to you today? They only came because of tradition and formality, but we're not expecting anything to take place. The biblical definition of this would be 2 Timothy 3 and 5. Having a form of godliness, but denying the power thereof. People will say, well, I have faith and I believe in God. The Bible says in James 2 and 19, thou believest that there is one God. Thou doest well. The devil also believes and trembles. However, that is not enough. Oh, come on, Holy Ghost. Understand, faith and expectation are not the same thing, although they are closely related. Faith and expectation are distinctly different. You have faith without expectation, but you can't have expectation without faith. People of God, maybe many believe the Bible is true. We all believe the Bible is true, but God has a reason why he's revisiting and telling us to have great expectation. They have faith in the promise of the Bible and believe scripture in Isaiah 53 and 5, when it says, but he was wounded for our transgression. He was bruised for our iniquity. The chastisement of our peace was upon him. And with his stripes, we were healed. They believe in a provision of the word that God healed, but they don't expect the healing to manifest in their own life. Oh, come on, Holy Ghost. Do you believe? Amen. Praise God. Because God says, I want the people of God to come back to me. I want the people of God to know that I can heal. Oh, come on, Holy Ghost. We believe. And almost as though they have been sick for a long time, that they simply cannot imagine they could ever be healed. Hey, sadaba, Shanda. Sadly, that's how many people are in the church today, saith the Lord. They become settled and comfortable with a certain condition that it doesn't bother them anymore. Why? Because they have lost expectation of something better. Come on, somebody say, I'm getting my expectation back. When I get up in the morning, I expect God to move. When I get up in the morning, I expect God to heal. When I get up in the morning, I expect my day to change. When I get up in the morning, praise God, yes, Holy Spirit, I'm looking to the heavens. I'm holding my hands to heaven. I'm believing, God, that something has to change. Come on, Holy Ghost. They are comfortable with coming to church and not seeing anyone healed, anyone saved, anyone delivered. The Bible says in Mark 16 and 17, and these signs shall follow them that believe. Do you believe today? Do I believe in my name? Shall they cast out devils? They should speak with new tongues. If you don't expect to see these things happening, then they will not manifest. Come on, God works in faith. Come on, Hatorabo Shanda. Expectation is the breeding ground for your miracle. Come on, remember. I said to you, have faith without expectation. But you can't have expectation without faith. Understand, faith has to come first before expectation can exist. Am I talking to somebody? Are you believing God for the supernatural? Are you believing God for healing? Are you believing God to get out of that rut? Are you believing God to get married? Are you believing God, yes, Holy Spirit, to come out of poverty? What are you believing God for? Come on, yadadabashanyadabahaya. The great expectation. If you don't believe that it's the will of God for you to be healed, to be delivered, to prosper, to live life abundantly, then it's highly doubtful you expect to be healed, to be delivered, to prosper, and to live that abundant life. Expectation is built on your faith, but faith doesn't imply expectation is there. So faith comes first. When you read the word, you first decide to believe that it is God's truth. The next thing that has to be done is you have to look at your expectation. Do you really expect what you read in the Bible to happen in your own life? Do you really expect the doors to be open for you that no man can close and doors closed in your life that no man can open? Do you really expect to be an heir of God and joint heir with Jesus Christ? Do you truly expect to have life and have it more abundantly? You can and you should, because you experience life depends on you. Hear, beloved of God, faith, the Bible says, and Hebrew 1 says, now faith is the substance of things hoped for and the evidence of things not seen. I want you to hear, because I've got it highlighting something. So I told you about Shanda. When the scripture says, it is now faith. The faith now, praise the substance of things hoped for. That is that now faith that we must believe and have great expectation. The evidence of things not seen. No other aspect of the Christian life is more important than faith. We cannot purchase it. We cannot sell it. We cannot give it to a friend. The dictionary defines faith as belief, oh, come on, somebody, devotion to, or to trust in somebody or something, especially without logical proof. It also defines faith as belief in devotion to God. The Bible has much more to say about faith and how important it is. In fact, it is so important that without faith, it is impossible to please God. Am I talking to somebody this morning? Glory to God, glory to God, glory to God. Why I'm asking this? Because God spoke to me this week. In the midst of everything that's going on in our lives, in our homes, in our children, in our finances, and in our ministry, everything is going on. But God says, I want you to grab hold of your faith. I want you to have great expectation in me. The Bible says, in Hebrews 11:6 says, but without faith, it's impossible to please him. For me, that cometh to God must believe that he is, come on, Holy Ghost, and that he is a rewarder of them that diligently seek him. According to the Bible, faith, belief is the one true God without actually seeing him. Oh, my God, as I'm talking to somebody this morning, praise God, yes, Holy Spirit. Come on, lift up your great expectation. Come on, don't lose hope in the Lord Jesus Christ. God don't want you to lose hope, praise God. Yes, Holy Spirit. He wants you to believe him, like glory to God, like he's walking right there holding your hand every step of the way. Oh, Holy Ghost, I thank you. The Bible says in Acts, when we read it, and a certain man, lame, from his mother's womb was carried, whom they laid daily at the temple, which is called Beautiful, to ask for money of them that entered into the temple, which is called Beautiful, to ask money of them that entered into the church. Come on, I'm gonna change that, praise God, to the church. Entered into the church, who's seeing Peter and John about to go into the church, ask for money, and Peter, fastened his eyes upon him, with John, said, look on us. And he gave heed unto them. Now, this is all faith. Expecting to receive something of them, his faith has now produced expectation. He not only believes he is to receive something, but now he's expecting to receive. Faith brought him to the gate daily, but expectation calls him to receive a miracle. Here, the Jewish custom has what is called tzedek, and is the giving to the poor. This is a Jewish custom. I pray that one day the Christians will see the same way. The Jewish custom, and I'm not going to say all Christians, because we have to get back and knowing what the Bible said. Their custom was given to the poor. Giving to the poor is an obligation in Judaism, a duty that cannot be forsaken even by those who are themselves in need. Some sages have said that tzedek is the highest of all commandments, to all of them combined. And that a person who does not perform tzedek is equivalent to an idol worshiper. What are you saying? So the layman at the gate beautiful believed that people would help him. This was his faith in the custom of tzedek. When he looked upon Peter and John, his faith was that they would give him something. Alms, money, his expectation produced a miracle. Understand, God wants us to release our faith and expect him to supply the supernatural miracle we need and desire. He wants you to expand your capacity to receive by believing him for big things. Oh, come on, people that believe for big thing that because they walk in a supernatural anointing with the Holy Spirit and they believe for bigger than what others can see. So what happens is when you believe for bigger, the other one thinks that you're crazy because you're believing God for the supernatural. I'm not talking about with man's money. I'm not talking about your job. I'm talking about something that God creates for you, just for you. Don't let nobody talk you out of dreaming big. When you read the scriptures from his word and receive it in your heart, without doubt, we should absolutely expect it to come to pass. There should be no question in our minds that what God said is exactly what he will do. The Bible said in Proverbs 24:13-14, he said, my son, eat thou honey, because it is good, and thy honeycomb, which is sweet to thy taste, so shall the knowledge of wisdom be unto you thy soul. When thou hast found it, then there shall be a reward, and thou expectation, hear the Spirit of God, and thou expectation shall not be cut off. Proverbs speaks of that. The Bible says, see, this is a book of wisdom. Proverbs, you want wisdom? Go to Proverbs. Read Proverbs for wisdom. Oh, I'm teaching right now. Proverbs 23:18. For surely there is an end, and thy expectation shall not be cut off. Your expectation is your God-given ability to make a demand on your future. Let me say that again, because God wants you to know today, when I hang up this phone, he wants you to stay in great expectation. Your expectation is your God-given ability to make a demand, come on, Holy Ghost, on your future. Your expectation connects you to the supernatural for God's supernatural intervention, which is what we call miracles. Come on, Holy Ghost. Your expectation is crucial to your success. You must learn to be expecting. What did you expect when you got up this morning? Did you only think of bacon, eggs, and grits this morning? Did you talk to God and say, God, I expect a miracle today. God, I expect my healing today. God, I expect to come out of poverty today. God, I expect my children to be healed. God, I expect my wayward children to come back. God, I expect the ones that doubt God. I expect things to turn around in my life. Come on, help me, Holy Ghost. I expect my deliverance. I expect my healing. See, this is what God is saying to us today. When we get up in the morning, when we go to bed at night, come on, help me, Holy Ghost. I want you to start speaking over your life, decreeing over your life, commanding over your life. My God, I give you glory. Your expectation connects you to supernatural, for God's supernatural intervention, which is what we call miracles. Your expectation is crucial to your success. You must learn to be expected. You must learn to have the right expectation. Your expectation shall not be cut off in Jesus' name. Come on, help me, Holy Ghost. Expectation is a breeding ground for your miracle. In order to receive from the Lord, we must expect them to show up. Come on, Holy Ghost, and show out in our lives. Oh, come on. We're not only talking about ourselves, but what about our family? Come on, help me, Holy Ghost. What about our children? What about all the ones that we're connected to? Are we asking God, God, I expect their healing. I expect their deliverance, not just for myself, God, but I see the need for somebody else without a fervent sense of expectancy. All we're doing is taking part in religious exercises. Come on, help me, Holy Ghost. That have no power behind it. We want to stop having church as usual. Expect something different. You want to see the church grow, expect it to grow. Come on, somebody. See, I want to say something to you, praise God. Yes, Holy Ghost, in the name of Jesus. There are a lot of people that think and talk about Mount Carmel, the church that you're on right now. They will put it down, say there is nothing coming out of there. They will run your name in the ground. Come on, I'm talking to somebody. But I expect God to manifest himself in my life, in Mount Carmel life. Come on, and Holy Ghost. In the lives of everyone that's listening right now today, praise God, greatly, and because I expect him to do some great things. I don't care what people say, but I know, come on, Holy Ghost, that my expectation and your expectation is going to produce a miracle. How can you say that, Apostle? Well, I have another good example. We always talk about the woman with the issue of blood. Oh, come on, help me, Holy Ghost. Why is God keep talking to us? Why is God keep saying to us, yes, Holy Ghost, example by a woman who had the issue of blood. Say, for she said to herself, if I may just touch his garment, I shall be whole. She had faith. For she understood the scriptures and believed them when they said in Malachi 4:2, but unto you that the fear my name shall the Son of Righteousness arise with healing in his wings. She understood that the hem of his garment, his tallit, was called the wing. Her faith caused her to expect that something would happen when she touched the hem of his garment, the wing of his garment. So she decided, I don't care what the people say or do. I don't care who talks about me and ridicule my name. I am expecting a life-changing event to take place when I touch the hem of his garment. Her expectation caused the very virtue, the dunamis power, the miraculous power to leave his body immediately upon her touch. The Bible says in Mark 5:30 says, and Jesus, immediately knowing in himself that the virtue had gone out of him, turned him about in the press and said, who touched my clothes? Who touched my wings? Who touched my tallit? So go ahead, talk. Somebody say, talk. Talk about me. Go ahead and put me down. Come on, somebody. Go ahead and scrutinize my name. But I am expecting God to release a miracle in my life. I'm expecting God to release a miracle in and on this line. And when he does, all those that push you aside, all those that criticize your name, all those that said give up and die, all those that said there is no hope, will have to stand in amazement. Just like they did, Holy Ghost, with the lame man in Acts, the 3rd chapter. And they knew that it was he which sat and begged at the gate of beautiful in the church. Come on, help me, Holy Ghost. And they were filled with wonder and amazement at that which happened unto him. They will have to say, isn't that the one that we thought wasn't going to make it? Isn't that the one that we criticized? Isn't that the one that was lame? What happened? Tell me. Oh, let me tell you today. Let me tell you what happened. Faith plus expectation led to his miracle. Wait a minute. Let me just break it down a little bit more. We cannot fully describe God. Anyone have been trying to describe God, but God is indescribable. So there are names which talk about his nature. Jehovah Rapha means the Lord my healer. It describes the nature of God is your healer. My faith is I believe that God can heal. My expectations bring me into contact with that healing nature of God. The nature of God is to heal me, to deliver me, to make me free. Come on, help me, Holy Ghost. To deliver me out of poverty. Come on, help me, Holy Ghost. Generational curses. It's there, amen, for God to heal me spiritually, physically, financially, mentally, matrimonially. It's for us to believe God with expectation. God is a God, amen, praise God, that's indescribable. The moon is still in place. The sun is still in place. Come on, help me, Holy Ghost. The water is still rolling back and forward. Ah, yes, Holy Ghost. Your expectation, oh, yes, Holy Ghost. Your expectation shall not be cut off in Jesus' name. Come on, somebody, give God the glory. Come on, let's give God the glory. Come on, let's give God the glory. He is still yet moving. He is still yet blessing. He is still yet healing. He is still yet delivering. He is still yet doing what he said he's going to do. It is in your life. He's going to bless you. He's going to bring those things to pass that he has spoken over your life. Ah, yes, Holy Spirit.
Jesus reigns.
Come on, let's let him rain today.
Rain, Jesus, rain.
Oh, let him rain today. Come on, let him rain today. Yeah, call you out of that mouth.
Lift your voice for me tonight. Rain, Jesus, rain, say, rain, Jesus, rain. Rain, Jesus, rain. Lord, hold back. Oh, Lord, who is a light unto thee?
Hallelujah. Reign, Jesus, reign. Reign, Jesus, reign. Amen. Nobody like you, Lord. Amen. Hallelujah. Amen. Praise God. Getting back into the word, I pray, amen, that you enjoyed that song. Praise God. And I know, praise God, that you are in great expectation from this day forward. Amen. The Bible says in Jeremiah 29 and 10, 11, this is my favorite one. Amen. It says, for thus saith the Lord, that after 70 years be accomplished at Babylon, he says, I will visit you. Come on. I will visit you and perform my good word towards you, causing you to return to this place. For I know the thoughts that I think towards you. Oh, come on, Holy Ghost. Saith the Lord. Thoughts of peace and not of evil, to give you an expected end.
That expected end is the end that God desires for you to have. And in order for that desire end to manifest in your life, you have to have expectation. Expect God to do what he said. Not just know that he can, but expect him. Come on, somebody, to do it. Someone may say, but everyone in the Bible wasn't healed. Come on, help me, Holy Ghost. True, but all those that came to him were, with expectation, walked away with the miracle. Blind Bartimaeus received his sight because he had faith and expectation. The paralytic, come on, somebody, took up his bed and walked because faith plus expectation produced a miracle. The 10 lepers received their healing because they expected a change. Jairus' daughter was raised from the dead. Come on, somebody, because faith plus expectation produced a miracle. The Gentile woman's daughter was delivered from demon possession because her faith plus her expectation moved God to move supernaturally on her behalf. In other words, miracle, the man with the dropsy, come on somebody, was healed because faith plus expectation and miracles. Oh my Jesus, I thank you, Lord. You know, sometimes we know, praise God, and I say to myself, you was lost and on your way to hell. But one day, come on somebody, Jesus reached down, picked me up, cleaned me up, placed the Holy Ghost, come on, down on the inside. Now, we can say that we are heaven bound because faith, expectation produced the promised miracle. In my closing, it is time for you to start expecting God to do some great and mighty things in your life. Your life is at the mercy of your mouth. Speak those things which are not as though they are. Don't use your mouth to describe your situation. Rather, use it and declare your expectation. Expect the miracle every day. Only the expectation of the wicked shall perish. That's what the Bible says. Only the expectation of the wicked shall perish. The hope of the righteous shall be gladness, but the expectation of the wicked shall perish. The Bible says in Isaiah 8 and 10, every expectation of the wicked concerning you shall perish. They shall take counsel together. It shall not stand. Every word they spoke against you shall not stand in the name of Jesus Christ. The awesome power of expectation produces supernatural manifestation, which brings about life-changing miracles. This is what God is saying to us today. Come on, Holy Ghost. We are expecting and we are in expectation. When God began to speak to me, and I'm getting ready to close out, praise God, yes, Holy Spirit. He said to me, the lack of faith, I'm walking down the street. The lack of faith brings anxiety. And I said, okay, God, help me to remember all that you're speaking to me while I'm walking. When we lack faith, we get anxiety. We start panicking and getting fearful because, amen, praise God, we lack faith. But I'm here today to tell you that God is speaking to you, amen, praise God, to have great expectation. Good morning, faith walkers. I'm speaking this in your spirit. Good morning, faith walkers. God is on your case. Come on, help me, Holy Ghost. When God says darkness is before restoration, hear me in the Holy Ghost today. Everything happens in our lives. Everything, amen, contrary to the will of God. Darkness is before your restoration. When you are going through a major trial, that's because something great is getting ready to happen. There is getting ready to be a full restoration. And that's why it seems like you're never doing nothing. It never seems that it's amounting to nothing. Because God says, in the beginning was the word. Come on, somebody. You got to understand, praise God. In the beginning, there was no life on earth, praise God. God began to start speaking in the midst of darkness. I'm here today, praise God, to tell you, praise God, you are getting ready to be restored. But you got to hold on, getting great expectation, praise God, because in the beginning, God created the earth. And if God created the earth, praise God, what can't he do for you, praise God? He will bring that thing to pass. Oh, come on, somebody. You got to understand that you have to go through the darkest period of your life in order to see the manifestation of God's glory. There is no test. There is no testimony. The testing time is the darkest time of your life. You might don't understand it. You might can't perceive it. But then God says, okay, they have passed their test. Now I can restore them. But I see you being restored in the name of Jesus. People are drained. They're losing hope. They're exhausted. They're confused. Oh, come on, in this hour, it is time for the healing to come, saith the Lord thy God. God knows what he's doing, praise God. Yes, Holy Spirit. So what did the lame man do, praise God, when they spoke to him? My God, I give you the glory. When he looked on them, praise God. Yes, Holy Spirit. He got up. So I'm speaking to you today, praise God. It is time to get up and walk, saith the Lord thy God. It is time, praise God. There is no more excuses. Amen, praise God. Get up and walk. God wants you to know that he is for you. Praise God. Get in alignment with the Spirit of God and watch God manifest himself for his glory. Oh, yes, Holy Ghost. It is time. It is time to get up, people of God. It's time now. We don't have pity parties in the glory. It is time for you to get up. It is time, glory to God. God said, rise up, my people. Oh, come on, Holy Ghost. They said he got up, he started dancing, he started holding on to them. Praise God. Yes, Holy Spirit. So while you're holding on to Jesus, know that Jesus has the best for you. Yes, he said, I know the plans I have for you. Yes, he said, of good and not of evil. Plans to bring you to that expected end. Get into the expectation today, praise God. Don't you miss a day without expecting God to do a miracle. I hold my hands up every day, praise God. And I say, God, is this the day that you shall deliver? The same way he did, Holy Spirit, and Moses, praise God. Moses, hold the staff up. My God, I give you the glory. Use what you got in your hand. Open up the Red Sea, saith the Lord thy God. He opened up the Red Sea, praise God. Yes, Holy Spirit. Everybody walked over on dry land. My God, I give you glory. He looked around and said, all the enemies that was chasing them, praise God. He said, the enemies that you see today, you will see no more. Praise God, yes, Holy Spirit. So I'm speaking to somebody today. Maybe the enemy is beating you down in your mind. Maybe he's beating you down in your home. Maybe he's beating you down outside. Maybe he's deep on your job. But I hear the Spirit of living God. The enemy that you see today, you will see no more, saith the Lord thy God. You are blessed. You are blessed, saith the Lord. I'm going to bring you out with full restoration. I hear the Holy Ghost, y'all. Y'all know God. I hear the Father speaking to me now today, praise God. You're coming out, and you're coming out with a strong hand, and you're coming out with more substance, saith the Lord thy God. Don't you give up, praise God. You give give up your destiny, and the enemy will fight you to the end. But I'm here to tell you, and I pray God will give you grace and strength to push on in the name of Jesus. Rise up, my people of God. Oh, come on, Holy Ghost. Come on, faith walkers. Come on, get up and try it again. Don't give up. Don't lose courage, because God says, you shall make it. Oh, my Satoyarabashanda. Weeping may endure for a night, but your joy is coming in the morning. Hello, sunshine. It is your time. We thank and praise God on today, and I pray that you was blessed with the word of God today. Oh, yes, God, I thank you. I pray that you were all blessed by the word of God today. I pray, Lord God, yes, Holy Spirit, that you will cover them in the blood of Jesus. Soak them in your blood today, God, in the name of Jesus. God, we know when the Holy Ghost shows up, everything has to bow to the name of Jesus. And we thank you for it, God. We thank you today. We thank you today, God, in the name of Jesus. This is our time, amen, that we speak about our tithes and our offering. If you want to pay your tithes and offering, you know how to do it. If you need to reach me, amen, for me to tell you how, amen. And I wanted to say thank you for all the ones, amen, thought it not robbery to bless this ministry, that it may move forward and we will stay on the line. Praise God. I thank God for you. You know who you are. What you do in secret, God will bless you openly in the name of Jesus. If you need to reach me, it's 302-883-9799. We give God the glory. We give God the glory. We give God the glory. Amen. Praise God. With that being said, hallelujah. I thank God for you, you, and you. Amen. And I'm going to close in prayer. Thank you, Lord, for what you have done on today. I pray that you are in great expectation. You will not be confused. You will not lose hope. You will not throw in the towel, but you will follow the Lord Jesus Christ. Amen. Let us pray. Father, we just thank you. We thank you, we thank you, and we give you glory, Lord. Lord, we know that many, many, many are drained, and they're losing hope, and they're exhausted, Lord, in their spirit. Some are confused, God. But I know, Lord God, that you have anointed to break every yoke, God, over our lives, Father God, in the mighty name of Jesus. I pray, Father God, that you will continue to have your way in the lives of your people. Bless every home here today, Lord God. Yes, Holy Spirit. Bless them going and bless them coming, God. We thank you, Father, that you are blessing us spiritually, physically, financially, mentally. Yes, and matrimonially, Lord God. We thank you, God, for cleaning us up again, oh God. Setting us on the potter wheel, God, that we be perfect for you, Father God. Not perfect for ourselves, but perfect for you, Father. And we say thank you, Lord God. We thank you, Father, because we know that we all have fallen short of thy mercy, Lord God. So I ask, God, in the name of Jesus, come repenting for our sins on today, Lord, giving them over to you, Father, that we can have a fresh start, Father, today, Father God, as we rise up, God, as we rise up, God, in the things of you, God, as you open our eyes, oh God, as you open our ears, oh God, as you open our hearts, oh God, we thank you, Father God. Because, God, you said the steps of a good man are ordered by the Lord. And you delight us in his ways, oh God. So I pray, God, today, Father God, that you delight in our ways, oh God. Make every trait in our lives, oh God. Yes, Holy Spirit. Oh, God, I pray for divine alignment, God, in our lives, oh God. I pray that you touch everyone, God. From the crown of their head, God, to the soles of their feet, Father God, in the name of Jesus. And I pray, God, a supernatural healing to the body. Everyone that needs healing today, hold your hands up to the Lord. Oh, yes, Holy Ghost. And we say thank you, Father, for all that you're getting ready to do in the lives of your people. Now unto him that is able to keep us from falling, present us faultless before the presence of his glory with exceeding joy. To the only wise God, our Savior, be glory, majesty, dominion, and power. That the church say amen, amen, amen. Happy Sunday, everybody. God bless you. God bless you. God bless you. Have a wonderful day in Jesus' name. Jesus loves you, and so do we. God bless you.
Come on, make some noise here. Clap your hands, everybody. Come on. This song is to nations. This song is to the world.
Fire. I come through the fire, I come through the rain, but God,
he never,
he ever.